like such a good idea. Mm-hmm. When the city of Chicago seemed to be stealing away the George Lucas Museum from San Francisco, his hometown.
Right. Of course, his wife, his lovely wife, Melody Hobson, has roots here.
That's true, mm-hmm. but it did seem like a big deal that Chicago was going to get this big George Lucas Museum. It's a museum dedicated to the narrative arts, which I thought was a pretty cool description for what it's going to be. It's not just going to be Star Wars stuff. It's not going to be like a collector's kind of deal. Mm-hmm. It's actually going to have a lot of, at least according to the initial plans, a lot of really good ideas around how movies initially and then, moving forward, movies, television, narrative arts of all sorts, you know, kind of take you through that into gaming and all the rest. That's what they claim. Now, I thought that's a 21st century kind of museum to have on Chicago's lakefront near the lakefront campus. They wanted to do the South Lot, and Blair Kamen has been writing about this for the Chicago Tribune, the esteemed architecture critic for the Chicago Tribune. And I'm lost in this. Now, I know because I got friends who are South Lot people for Bears games. They like
do their tailgating over there.
They like the T-gate back in the South Lot,
mm-hmm.
and they were very unhappy with this idea. But you know, we're gonna have to break some eggs. You know, I think to make this chicken, if you will. And now it appears that there's a lawsuit. And explain this now, Blair. There's a lawsuit that is saying that the city cannot do this without approval by a commission, right? Or the federal government? Or what's going on?
Really, what is going on?
All right. So the lawsuit was filed 2 years ago by Friends of the Parks, which is an open space advocacy group. They do not oppose the Lucas Museum, but they oppose its location on the shore of Lake Michigan and specifically at this site. And their justification is that there is something called the public trust doctrine, which says that governments are supposed to protect and maintain certain highly valued cultural and natural properties, mm-hmm. like shorelines, which in this case were formerly submerged under the waters of Lake Michigan. The doctrine says that that land belongs to everyone in the state of Illinois, and it should not be conferred to a private entity like George Lucas, 17 acres for $10 that he would be able to control for 298 years.
But how's that any different than Soldier Field or any of our other lovely museums,
sure.
like the Adler and the
Shed? So this case, good question, this case is in the federal court of Judge John Dara, and in his ruling last week or 2 weeks ago, which dismissed the city's attempt to or which denied the city's attempt to dismiss the lawsuit, he made a distinction between Soldier Field and the Lucas Museum. Soldier Field is controlled by the Chicago Park District. The Bears use it, but it's the Park District.
They lease it from the Bears. The Bears lease it from the Park District.
Right. In other words, it's public.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In this case, George Lucas would have exclusive control over the building. So it's different because he and his museum people, a private entity, would control this parcel of land along the lakefront. And so for that reason, the judge is saying that Friends of the Parks has made a case, a plausible case, that the development would violate the public trust doctrine and that the suit can continue.
But there's all kinds of private property along the lakefront.
Really? Tell me about it.
Well, there's high rises, right?
That's not on the lakefront. There's
go far enough east, north.
Oh, because you have to go east. You have to have no navigable roadway or something in between?
No. In other words, there are high rises that are west of Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah.
Right? There is one high rise east of Lakeshore Drive, Lake Point Tower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that inspired another law, the Lakefront Protection Ordinance, along with McCormick Place, the east building, mm-hmm. which said no more private or commercial development east of Lakeshore Drive. Now, the Lakefront Protection Ordinance is a separate weapon that park advocacy groups use to try to prevent new development on the lakefront.
You know, my tailgating friends, I don't think that they that they understand. I don't think they would agree with this, but they're happy that it's happening.
Yeah, they're probably.
They're like, what kind of fancy pants organization wants to do do-gooders?
No, it's not fancy pants. Look, 100 years ago, Montgomery Ward fought against a plan to put the Field Museum in the middle of Grand Park. And he won several lawsuits to keep the Field Museum out of the middle of Grand Park, which is where Daniel Burnham wanted to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's why the Field Museum right now is all the way down at Roosevelt Road. It's because the courts ruled that the land in Grand Park was forever open, clear, and free. So this isn't fancy pants. This is about the democratic use of public space, and that it should be for open and accessible to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your tailgating pals are mm-hmm. actually part of a group of people who get to use this land because it's, at least at this point, it isn't controlled by George Lucas.
But it's a parking lot. I mean, it's not exactly like it's a beautiful piece of land.
If I can finish, the parking lot in the future could easily be converted into parkland.
Well, like Manx was.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. And this is much simpler than that. You know, you send in some of those great daily bulldozers, make a few X's, and you got a park.
But let's be honest, Blair, you don't even really like this design. I've seen you criticizing it, right? You call it the Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
It's like you took a dump out there and the piles of road salt. Maybe you didn't quite say that because that's too,
lowbrow like
for
that.
You to say.
I think I did say that. I think there's two issues here. One is the design, okay, which is about as tall as Soldier Field. So you want to put a building, another building as tall as Soldier Field on the lakefront and clutter a section of the lakefront that's already cluttered. The other issue, though, is just has nothing to do with design and has everything to do with who the lakefront belongs to, who it can be used by. And so what's going on here now is that whether you agree or not, the federal judge, John Dara, has said that this case can continue, and other cities are noting the delay that has occurred in this case, and that Lucas, you know, who's 71, wants to get this built in his lifetime.
How long would it take if they broke ground on it, let's say in a year? How long would it take?
3 years.
3 years total.
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah.
And according to the city in court today, the lawyer said that the delay is causing the Lucas Museum to consider other options in other cities.
So what they're asking here is that basically there's a stay here in terms of moving forward, and they want that stay.
The injunction against any new construction. Okay, the judge previously had issued an injunction against any new construction.
Right.
And that was clearly an anti-Migs Field kind of move. In other words, he didn't want Rom coming in with a midnight raid and saying, oh, by the way, we just started construction.
You think that occurred to him?
Gee, Judge, sorry, you know, but too late with your ruling.
With respect to what happened there. Mm-hmm.
Right. So now the city is saying, Judge, we want you to rule on our motion to lift the injunction. Now, quite frankly, that may be a legal maneuver because the city is facing legal headwinds in this case, mm-hmm. right? And so if the judge says no to them, they can appeal it to another court. You know, they can go to a higher court and appeal it there.
Here in Chicago, the Seventh Circuit?
It would be the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. That's right.
All right. Theoretically, then they could take the thing all the way up to the Supreme Court, right? If they decide to hear it. I think George Lucas is moving to St. Louis. I think that's your answer right there.
That's really a possible outcome here, right? If there is too much red tape, that they would move it, or you think that's just a threat at this point?
You know, we asked the city lawyer today, what other cities are knocking on George Lucas's door? They wouldn't say.
We can't say. It's like my tail part. Yeah. My tailgating is saying, we can't say.
So I don't know whether it's an idle threat, it's a bluff, you know, whatever.
Well, L.A. seems like they would be interested in something like that, right? I mean, it wouldn't, or didn't, is George Lucas a USC guy, right? Isn't he a USC? Because there's UCLA, I think was Spielberg, and George Lucas was USC, along with Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there was like some, there was at some point some discussion about doing something like that.
Yeah, well, they're all movie people. So, I mean, George Lucas actually initially, when Friends of the Park filed their lawsuit, he said he raised the possibility that if things didn't work out in Chicago, he might just have to go to L.A. You know, I'm George Lucas, a billionaire. I always get what I want, and I'm going to take my marbles, you know, to another city. That was the threat.
Well, it does seem like the sort of, and I know with all due respect to the eye of the critic for the structure itself, mm-hmm. It does seem like an institution that would be a jewel in our crown. Yeah,
sure. So then put it off the lakefront. In other words, if you're Mayor Rahm Emanuel, and you are really a mayor for everybody, not just a billionaire.
When did that start? Like?
Not just the 1%. You tell me.
What city are you living in?
Yeah, you tell me.
Right. I'm going to tell you right now.
So,
never.
But the point is that it isn't George Lucas's lakefront. As Chuy Garcia said during the campaign, you're not King Rahm. And the mayor doesn't get to decide strictly on his own, you know, where things should go. And so,
well, maybe this mayor doesn't get to decide. There was one before. Yeah, he had some choices.
But that mayor lost. Remember, that mayor lost the fight to put the Children's Museum in Grand Park.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's
okay.
True.
So, in other words, you know, people can fight and they win on the lakefront. Mayors are not all powerful. So I would just say this. I mean, you know, Rahm. There are. It's possible that he's looking at other sites. I mean, if I was Rahm, I'd be looking at other sites. I'd be fighting this in court to try to win.
Would Lucas? Do you think Lucas will go with other sites?
Depends on what they are.
And one of these sites that always comes up is the old Michael Reese, right? Because the city bought that for mm-hmm. the Olympic bid, and mm-hmm. that's not too far, right, from where we're talking about.
And the complications there is that the city owes like millions and millions, to quote Carl Sagan, of dollars. You know, for that site. And so Rahm has said he doesn't want to expend any taxpayer dollars on this project. And so if the city's in hock for it, somebody's going to have to.
And they don't want
to
give it to 10 bucks or whatever it was that they were selling this parcel to George Lucas for.
And George Lucas doesn't want to pay for it?
Not when he's going to get it for free in L.A.
Yeah, well, in other words, if you're George Lucas and you're going to get 17 acres of lakefront land for 10 bucks, why would you want to shell out, you know, like 90 million bucks for Michael Reese, and then have environmental cleanup associated with it as well. Michael Reese is a complicated site.
Anything else in your mind?
Yeah, what's going on, Blair?
You got
what's going to happen here?
Got another place we should go? we should start the campaign right now. Should I go to George Lucas's Skywalker Ranch? And I don't even know if he still owns it anymore because Disney bought everything from him.
There's got to be a place in the city of Chicago that's not on the lakefront that is appropriate for this museum.
Right. Well,
what about the South Side?
Oh, okay. Well, as I said today in a story in the Tribune, I mean, the site selection committee for this project considered 57 sites.
Including the old Southworks, right? Weren't the steel mills part of that?
Yes. And the problem there is that, you know, that's 10 miles south of the Loop, which was considered inaccessible. What was interesting is that committee came up with five finalists. The one that they picked, the site between where your tailgaters are, mm-hmm. between Soldier Field and McCormick Place. Mm-hmm. But then there's also Northerly Island. There was Jackson Park, Washington Park, and the south end of Grant Park. Well, what's interesting now, a couple years later, is that Washington and Jackson Park are possible candidates for the Obama Presidential Library.
Yeah. Oh.
So Barack Obama has dibs on those right now, and his dibs precede those of George Lucas. So those two sites are out.
Wait till Melody Hobson has to get in the middle of this.
Yeah.
Just call Valerie Jarrett and go,
Michelle Obama.
Did you help me with this?
No. So, and then you've got Northern.
But those are two sites, though. I mean, if you could do Jackson Park or Washington Park, you could go in the other one.
Right, because can't they flip a coin?
Well, Washington Park turned out to be such a great idea for the mm-hmm. Olympic Stadium.
That's right.
Right, that whole deal.
The point is that Barack Obama isn't supposed to pick Washington or Jackson until later this year. So if you're George Lucas, you could wait in line for another 6 months, maybe 8 months, 9 months. But George Lucas isn't used to waiting in line. He's used to getting whatever
he
wants.
He gets a call from
a
president. They can talk about it. They can negotiate the deal.
Sure.
They can work it out. Sometimes the simple things happen like this that you never can imagine.
So, basically the deal is that the city is in a bind because Rahm right now desperately wants to keep this here. He's been weakened politically by the Laquan McDonald case. He thought he had this plum, as you said earlier, of getting this project. Mm-hmm. And if he loses it, it really looks bad.
Yeah.
So in other words, he's fighting this in court and presumably he may be looking at other sites. And the question is what else he can offer Lucas. And number two, would Lucas accept it? Or would he say, quote Arnold Schwarzenegger and say, Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah. I think L.A., Orlando, or St. Louis are all in the running right now. All right. That would be awful if we lost it. Or Milwaukee or something like that.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Detroit?
That'll never happen.
Yeah. It could be Detroit. The M&M and George Lucas Museum. All right. DeBlair Kamen, Chicago Tribune architecture critic. Thank you very much, sir. You made that very, very clear for us.
Thank you.
Here